the fundraisers here on 99.9 MyFM, and the food bank is part of the fundraising efforts that keep the community going right here in the town of Gananoque. We recently spoke with Bob St. Ong, who is with the food bank, and he told us a little bit about what they do and some of their fundraising efforts throughout the year.
So the Gananoque Food Bank has been in existence, I'm not sure how many years. I've been involved with it for 3 years. Our primary role is to serve clients who, you know, struggle in meeting their food and nutritional needs on a daily, monthly basis.
And of course, you guys are depending on a lot of funds being raised throughout the community to help you throughout your efforts. What makes fundraising important for your group?
Absolutely. So fundraising can happen in a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. We have people that donate food on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. For instance, at Metro, as you exit on the west side of the store, there's a large bin where people can buy already packaged bags of food. They can put in the bin, or they can leave food that they bought that's donated. So we also have people that will show up to the food bank that come in and just drop off food and other sundry items. It could be health products, shampoo, soap, toothpaste, paper towels, toilet paper. These are items that people do and can donate on a regular basis. Now, we also require, we also need cash funds, because there are a lot of products that we purchase through the food bank. So our protein, you know, we buy a lot of protein, so a lot of frozen burgers, beef, chicken, pork. So there are a number of products that we need to purchase. So again, we deal with vendors. Whether it be in Gananoque, we prefer to deal locally. We also deal with vendors in Kingston, depending on what our needs are. So we also have a requirement for cash donations. And the community has always been fantastic. So we have a number of food drives that are organized. You know, let's say your MyFM has organized food drives. We've had to fill up the cop cars and the fire engines at Metro and at No Frills. We have organizations like the local schools will organize food drives at Christmas time, Thanksgiving, Easter. We have individuals, for instance, we just finished a raffle and an individual who donated $1,000 for gift cards. And so we raffled off the gift cards that returned, you know, a chunk of money that allows us, again, to be able to buy products that we need for people.
And, of course, you know, with fundraising comes a few obstacles here and there along the way. Is there what has been some of the challenges you folks have faced when doing a fundraiser or being a part of a fundraiser?
I would say, you know, probably having enough volunteers to get everything done. And again, part of it's a small town. Part of it might be the time of year when, you know, fund drives are being organized. A lot of people leave Gananoque in the winter. So in the wintertime, it becomes a bit more difficult. Sometimes, you know, we could be the beneficiaries of almost too much generosity because we sometimes run into storage issues. Where are we going to put all the food? So people, if they are interested in volunteering, can contact through phone or off the website, the food bank. There's a number of different types of volunteer roles they could play. And then, you know, if they think about it, if they're shopping and, you know, they just can pick up a couple extra items, put it in the bins for distribution to the food bank, get involved in some of the food drives that take place, it'd be awesome. Yep. Yeah.